T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Bukayo Saka scores!
And every great story needs an audience. The UEFA Champions League. Stream every goal, every game, live exclusively on Paramount+.
Joining us right now from Fox Sports, NFL writer and reporter, it's Ralph Vacchiano. Ralph, thank you for joining us tonight.
Hey, my pleasure.
So we're going to talk NFL. We're going to obviously start with the New York teams, the local teams, and the Giants have been a topic of conversation tonight because a lot of these Giants fans want to move off of Brian Daboll, fire the coach. What are your thoughts about firing Brian Daboll when he is the reason that they have Jackson Dart? He drafted it, developed, and started this guy. In my humble opinion, I just don't think that they fire him this year with another year on his contract.
Yeah, I mean, it puts him in a really interesting situation. First of all, I don't think there's any chance that they fire him during the season. I think if they did make any decision, it would be afterwards. They want to give him the full year because a big part of his, evaluation is, can he develop Jackson Dart into a viable starter to where that maybe he's ready to win next year? And in order to do that, you need to see the totality of the season and see exactly what Jackson Dart looks like in late December, how much he's grown. I think that we all know that this is not a very good Giants team. When you're relying on a rookie quarterback, that kind of sets you back a little bit, and their schedule is a monster too. So there's not going to be a ton of wins. I doubt that there's going to be, I don't think you're going to see a record at the end of the season where you say, wow, Brian Daboll did it. He has to come back. So it's all about, is he the right guy for Jackson Dart? That's going to be his entire argument of whether to keep him. He's the reason that Jackson Dart is here, but you got to figure out whether he's the right guy for him going forward. And, I suspect the Giants probably think that he is, but there's a lot of games to go. And if Jackson Dart doesn't come along as expected or he regresses at all, that'll tell a big story for Brian Daboll's future too.
Yeah, he's burst on the scene, Jackson Dart, but I mean, he's turned the ball over. He's had his bad moments and, they've got a ton of drops and he's, lacking talent around him with Malik Nabers going down and Scadaboo going down. I said the only thing left to do is for Brian Daboll to win a couple games. Can they get to 5 wins? Can they get to 6 wins the rest of the way to kind of quiet the noise around his seat being hot? We're on the phone right now with Ralph Vacchiano. If you're just tuning in, he is a NFL beat writer, reporter for Fox Sports. We're talking NFL, so we'll shift from the Giants to the Jets. And obviously the Jets get their first win, and it comes in a week where Woody Johnson calls out Justin Fields. He basically says no head coach could win with a quarterback with that rating. It'd be nice if we could complete a pass. Then Aaron Glenn goes out there, defends Woody Johnson, and has a back and forth with the media where he won't tell the media who's starting. We come to find out Tyrod Taylor is out with a knee injury. Justin Fields is a starter, and they have a ridiculous game, the game of the week, where they go to Ohio, 45 minutes from where Nick Mangold grew up, and they get a win for Nick Mangold and his family and all the Jets faithful. What are your thoughts about Justin Fields moving forward? Is he the guy now the rest of the year? What are your thoughts about Aaron Glenn and how he has kind of been combative with the media, but his attitude and how he's been coaching this team as well as Justin Fields?
Yeah, I'll start with Aaron Glenn. I've never understood a coach who wants to be combative with the media this isn't really Aaron Glenn, but somebody who acts like Bill Belichick, doesn't want to talk too much or say too much. That stuff works when you're winning. When you're 0-7, it doesn't work. And it's not that it plays poorly in the media. It plays poorly to the fans, too. you know, I know Jets fans that are more bothered by Aaron Glenn's demeanor than I'm bothered by Aaron Glenn's demeanor. So it's just not a good look when you're not winning games, and I wish more coaches would realize that. You know, that being said, obviously he wasn't dealt a strong hand heading into this season. I don't think anybody thought the Jets would be really good. They took a flyer on Justin Fields, and I think it was worth it. I think he's really talented. I don't think there was a lot on the market. Obviously, they didn't have a draft pick that they thought was going to be worthy of grabbing a quarterback, so they had to look to the free agent market, and you took a shot with a guy who's got a lot of talent, a lot of ability. You hope you can win with him. You know, I don't know from what I've seen of Justin Fields. I think he's too erratic to be the guy heading into next year, but for the rest of this year, I mean, I don't know how you bench him after that game he had on Sunday. I don't know how then you go back to Tyrod Taylor. I think you probably do have to ride with Justin Fields and understand that you might have to make a change here or there. But you know, I think we've all seen enough now to know that, you know, the flyer they took did not lead to their franchise quarterback. They're going to have to dip into the draft next year and see what's available, see what the evaluations are on these guys, see how high they draft, and, you know, hopefully for the first time in a long time, maybe they get it right.
Speaking of franchise quarterbacks, a lot of us are looking at New England, and they drafted Drake May, and in his second year, they're putting MVP next to his name. And then also, we're looking at Mike Vrabel. Gerard Mayo got kicked to the curb after 1 year because they had Vrabel, and look at the success. Can you speak to me a little bit about what's going on in New England, why things are working, why this kid has taken such a big leap, and do you think the Patriots are for real again?
Well, I do. I think they probably have some flaws, and I don't know that they're a Super Bowl contender. I'm not sure I would rank them ahead of the Buffalo Bills. I know they're leading the division right now, but I think the Bills are a better, deeper team. But they're certainly on the right track, and it just shows goes to show you in this sport, the quarterback and the coach mean so much more than everything else. If you don't have a quarterback, you don't have a chance, unless you've got, like, you know, the 2000 Ravens defense, or, you know, one of the all-time great running backs or something like that. If you don't have a quarterback, you just can't win. Once you get it, a lot of things around it fall into place. I don't think they have a lot of weapons around Drake May, but he's finding a way to make it work. Then you bring in a coach, and Mike Vrabel settles everybody down. He obviously he won where, you know, in Tennessee, or relatively, he was a success there. He was widely respected around the league. Everybody knew that he could be a coach who could say, hey, my system works, my plan works, listen to me, respect me. And the players did. And that settled everything down. You know, a group of, I think if you looked at that roster, you'd probably think, okay, this is an average talent team. But the coach and the quarterback can elevate that a little bit to the point where they probably will make the playoffs this year. And, you know, to become a Super Bowl contender or a real threat, do they have to upgrade in the offseason? Absolutely. But they've got the two most important pieces. And, you know, that's something that the Giants and Jets and every team struggling needs to know. If you miss on the quarterback and coach, it's a setback of a few years. But if you get them, you can ride that a long way.
Again, we're on the phone with my guest, Ralph Vacchiano, at Ralph Vacchiano on Twitter. He is an NFL writer, reporter for Fox Sports. Now, speaking of the head coach and the quarterback, first year of Shane Steichen and Daniel Jones, pretty good. I mean, some people poke holes into their schedule and say, ah, who'd they play? They haven't beat anybody. But when I watch them play, I see an offense that can attack in multiple different ways and a defense that's solid. What do you think about the Colts and Daniel Jones kind of finding greener pastures out there after leaving New York?
Yeah, I'm starting to buy in. I did not think that would be a very good team this year. You know, maybe 500 at best. I was not a big believer in Daniel Jones. I think he was more talented than he showed in his last couple of years in New York. But, you know, I did think he probably would not become an MVP type quarterback like he is playing like at times. I understand the skepticism of the Colts and their schedule, and it's real. But they're not just barely beating these teams that are beneath them. They're crushing them. They are playing terrific offense and terrific defense. And they've got, you know, Jonathan Taylor might be the best running back in football right now. Daniel Jones is not making many mistakes. You know, Shane Steichen has proven that he's a really good coach when he has a quarterback. He's good with his strategy and good with rallying his team. You know, I think they're for real. Now, does for real mean they're a playoff threat and a team that could maybe even make a run towards the AFC championship? Yes. I think so. Are they as good as, you know, are they a threat to the Chiefs, to the Bills, you know, to make the Super Bowl? I don't think so yet. I'm not quite there, but I can't rule it out because that's how well they're playing. You know, they're just surprisingly good. I just did not see that team having enough depth. I didn't believe in their offensive line, which they had a couple of new pieces on. I didn't believe in their defense, but they have managed to put it all together. And, you know, I wouldn't have picked their coach and quarterback as a pairing that would succeed, but they got it right. There's no doubt about it. For at least this year, they got a big decision to make on whether to keep Daniel Jones and how much to pay him. But for at least this year, that pairing is really, really working well.
Another quarterback and head coach pairing, Mike McDaniels and Tua Tagovailoa. I mean, it hasn't worked the way that, you know, many of us thought, but they get a big win last week, and now week 9 kicks off in their building against the Ravens, who will bring back Lamar Jackson. Two questions for you. One, do you think that the Dolphins can rip off some wins and kind of save their head coach's job and their quarterback's job? And two, what are you expecting to see from Lamar Jackson? I feel like they really slow played this thing. I know a lot of us thought he was coming back last week against the Bears, but what are you expecting to see from the two-time MVP and Lamar?
Yeah, well, to answer your Dolphins question first, I don't believe that they're ready to roll up a couple of wins. They certainly have talent down there, but that team looks like a dysfunctional mess to me. I was surprised by their win this weekend. I'm surprised that Mike McDaniel still has a job, really. I thought he'd be the first coach fired instead of Callahan. You know, it could be either one, but I certainly thought that Mike McDaniel was in danger down there. So maybe the win saved him. They played a little better lately, but I don't get the sense that they're a good team that suddenly can rip off a few wins. On the other hand, I do see that in the Ravens. You know, the whole Lamar Jackson thing, you know, he was on the injury report as full practice. They turned out he just practiced with the scout team. People were expecting him to play, and then he was out. You know, the Ravens say that it was an innocent mistake. I'm not sure I buy that completely, but I guess it makes sense that they wanted to give Lamar Jackson an extra week, especially, you know, not have him play 2 games in 5 days. That makes perfect sense. If he's healthy, they're a different team. They're starting to play a little better defense, which was their problem early on. But with him there, things just can change. And I still think they're really talented. I picked them to go to the Super Bowl at the beginning of the year, which obviously looks ridiculous now, but it's because there was a lot of talent there. It's because Jackson is just that good. So it may be too little too late, but they're a team that I would say, okay, I'd watch them. You know, they could go on a run, get 3 or 4 wins in a row, and their season will look a lot different. They're just a much better built team than a team like Miami, which to me, you know, maybe they get another win, another couple of wins down the road, but I don't think they can string them together like the Ravens can.
Yeah, I'm expecting a good game just because it's, Lamar coming back, his first game back. It's a short week. Usually that favors the home team on Thursday Night Football. We'll see. Last thing for you as we approach the trade deadline, there's rumors around here about Kayvon Thibodeau being traded from the Giants. There's rumors around here about Quinnen Williams or Breece Hall being traded from the Jets. If you have one big name that you think is going to be moved at the deadline, who would that be?
Well, locally, I would think the most likely one to me is Breece Hall. I don't think the Giants want to trade Kayvon Thibodeau. I think they view him as a piece of their future. Whether they can afford to keep him or not is a whole other story, but I don't think he's going anywhere at the trading deadline. The Jets are interesting because they've got 5 or 6 players that people like and that we're not so sure whether Aaron Glenn and the whole new regime there wants to keep going forward. So it'll be interesting to see. There's a lot of teams that have been calling them. I assume that Quinnen Williams will be a little too expensive for those teams, but somebody might be able to get Breece Hall at a bargain. Maybe the Jets get a mid-round pick for that, and it might be worth it to them.
Yeah, I think so. I was talking last night after the performance that Breece had. I'm like, his value is higher than it was. Like, I would still make that move, but we'll see what the Jets do. Obviously, they have a bye. Ralph, thank you for joining us tonight. I appreciate the time.
My pleasure, Keith. Anytime.
That's Ralph Vacchiano at Ralph. VACCHIANO on Twitter, on X. His bio reads NFL writer, reporter for Fox Sports, but then it also adds Syracuse alum, Seton Hall professor, long-suffering Mets and Islanders fan. One of us, a New Yorker. And if you're into sports and you follow all this stuff on the internet, it's always entertaining. So I just was looking at a clip from Jaylen Brown, the guard from the Celtics. who went viral this week because his Beijing, his like black spray paint to spray in his bald spots of his thinning hair, it rubbed off on OG Anunoby's jersey when he was defending him. So he did a live stream where he had some barbers with him. He's got a cape on. I guess they were cutting his hair. I guess he's transitioning into going bald. And I'm laughing because Legion Hoops just posted, Jaylen Brown called LeBron for advice on hairline treatment in Turkey. If you follow me on Twitter, as soon as he announced that he was doing this live stream, I got no engagement on it. I don't care. I said, laughing my ass off, this is what Bron should have did. You know, LeBron just did this whole fake decision where he announced he was, you know, advertising for Hennessy. He should have done a fake decision revealing that he's going to go bald or that he's doing that hairline replacement stuff. It's funny. I can't relate. I'm blessed. I've got long hair. My hair grows perfectly fine. I struggle with it, though. I'm like, do I cut my hair? I can't cut it. Because then it's like I might lose my aura. I might lose all my powers. I can't cut my hair. Not at this point. It's been 7 years. Six, seven years. You know. Let's get back to the show. 888-808-1019. We're halfway through another five-hour KM to AM. I'm watching NBC's coverage, and it's great, man. Like, they got Jordan on here. They got the Jordan one-on-one with Mike Tirico. They're going back in time to those Jordan days that, you know, a lot of us, you know, became fans of basketball in the NBA with him. They have Carmelo on the panel at halftime. This is the second time I've seen Carmelo on their broadcast where he refuses to wear a suit. I haven't seen Carmelo in a suit since draft night. Like, Carmelo just wears, like, his, I don't know, clothes like, I don't know, like fashionable clothes like jackets and bombers. Like, they don't make him wear a suit. I guess they don't have to make the Hall of Famer, legendary Nick, guy that gets the loudest. Look at this. I'm intrigued by this NBC coverage. Like, the young lady who I mentioned earlier who had the Timberland boot and just did like a little side segment on the Knicks defensive player of the game getting Timberland boots and a hard hat. They just showed her doing the three-point contest at half. I guess she's a former player. Her form looked like she could shoot. Anyway, got eyes on that. Got eyes on Otani. Otani has locked in since he gave up the homer to Vlad. And speaking of that in the chat, look at this. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle at the game. I think I saw Kobe's wife at the game. Austin Butler, Tobey Maguire. I don't know. Oh, Sydney Sweeney. There she is. Okay. Now I see her. She looked better there. And Paul looks at me like, she looked better there. She looked better there than in the promo. She had the shades on. She had the, you know, someone in the chat was comparing her to Marilyn Monroe. I don't think you can do that. But the way her hair was done, it looked like she was going for Marilyn Monroe with that hairstyle. But yeah, watching the World Series, I just said I can't cut my hair. And Jay Fed in the chat said, Vladdy cut his hair. You can as well. When Vladdy first cut his hair, people were like, yo, he lost his aura. They zapped him. Obviously now he got paid and went to the World Series. It took a while for that to take. I'll eventually cut my hair. Not right now, though. Baby, it's too much a part of my look. It's too much a part of who I am. When people see me out, they can recognize me. What was the dead giveaway? Usually the hair. All right, back to the show. 888-808-1019. John and Masp has been holding for too long. Go for it, John.
Keith, what's up, man?
Last time I had you on, you fell asleep, bro. Last time you were snoring on me, man.
Oh, yeah, my bad. You know, so I'm hearing these Giants callers the other day or today. You know, they're all calling about Brian Daboll's job and such, right? And, you know, These fans got to understand that Jackson Dart is working with arguably the worst receiving core in the football right now.
Perhaps next to the Jets.
And, the Jets, if Garrett Wilson's healthy, yeah, they got a better receiving core. But, you know, who's the Giants' best receiver right now? Wandale Robinson? I can Darius name Slayton. 40 to 50 receivers. You know, I can name 40 to 50 receivers right now that are better than him.
Mm-hmm.
And they just lost Scatterboo. They lost Neighbors, you know. And if this team next year, they get back Neighbors healthy, they get back Scatterboo healthy, they maybe use their first-round pick on a receiver, this offense is going to be totally different.
Why would you use that first-round pick on a receiver?
Yeah, exactly.
No, why? No, why would you want to use it? They're going to be picking top 10. Why would you take a receiver? You already did that with Neighbors.
To get someone else. I mean,
yeah, Tankathon has them taking Jordan Tyson from Arizona State, but I don't like taking a receiver with your top pick 2 out of 3 years.
Maybe an offensive lineman. I mean,
yeah, but they've swung and missed so much at offensive line, so.
Yeah, but, I mean, what else would they need to use that draft pick for, you know? Defense looks pretty solid.
No, defense.
If you can get a solid number two receiver.
Maybe you take the best interior D lineman if Dexter Lawrence is past his prime. Maybe you take a corner.
That is true, too. You could take a corner, yeah. But,
they just got to win games.
Though, you know, this team... You know, it's going to be totally different next year with the healthy Neighbors and the healthy Scatterboo and another year at Dart. And people don't understand, too, Josh Allen only won 5 games his first year when he had Dable as his coach, as his offensive coordinator, you know?
Dart has come out of the gate looking much better than Josh Allen originally looked.
Exactly, you know? So I'm going to call it now. If Neighbors is healthy, and his offensive line is healthy, you're going to see Jackson Dart throw for about 4,200 yards and at least 30 touchdowns next year.
Thanks for the call, John. But it's hard to sell me on that with these coaches. It's hard to sell me on that they're going to be completely different when guys are healthy, when you're going to have the same culture, the same play callers, the same regime. They need the talent. They got to hit on some picks, and then they need to make some trades too. Like, I feel like they let go of so many talented players in an effort to just reshape the building into their own vision and have their own guys and get rid of some of those guys they inherited. Those guys have left and gone on to better places. Xavier McKinney, Evan Ingram, Leonard Williams, Saquon Barkley, Sterling Shepard, Julian Love, Daniel Jones. We do this exercise every week. We do this every single week. They got to win games. Let's look at the rest of the Giants' schedule and see. Like, I think this week, and shout out to people that are hitting me up this week. Oh, you going to the game? I don't think I'm going. It's not really my party. 49ers versus Giants is going to bring out a lot of 49ers fans. Arguably, the 49ers have just as many fans in the area as the Dallas Cowboys do because of their winning. They've done more winning. They haven't been able to win the Super Bowl, but they've been in a couple of them. They've been in the NFC champ. You know what I'm saying? Like, the 49ers brand is strong. The 49er faithful will be out there at MetLife on Sunday. Whether they roll with Mac Jones or Brock Purdy, that's a game that the Giants have to win in their building. The Giants have won the last 2 games in their building. You got to circle that as a win. I don't care who's healthy and who's not. Dart is healthy. Brian Burns is healthy. End of story. Your best player on offense, your best player on defense is healthy. Find a way to win that game. Stop Christian McCaffrey. Stop George Kittle. Don't let Mac Jones come into the building and beat you. And then why can't they go to Chicago and beat the Bears? The Bears just lost to Snoop Huntley and the Ravens. Go get those 2 wins. There's no way in hell they're beating the Packers. But let's not say that, because that's what I thought 2 years ago with Tommy DeVito, primetime game. And the Packers come here and lose. Jordan Love couldn't throw the ball. I really don't see them going to Detroit into that building and beating the Lions. Like, they actually might get blown out November 23rd going into Thanksgiving. That might be a lookout. That might be a get Dart up out of that game. Then you got to go to New England and play the Patriots December 1st, and that's a primetime game. Oh, boy. That's a Monday night football game. I don't see you surviving that one. should be able to go out to Vegas and beat the Raiders. I think I told you guys when we looked at the schedule, if you're a Giants fan, you want to go to Vegas, see the Giants play out there? The Raiders are trash. Vegas is a great place. I've never been. If I was a Giants fan, I'd be booking that trip. Go see the Raiders, right? Because that weekend is the 28th of December, so you're going into the new year. You want to go party out in Vegas and stay out there for 3 days until New Year's Eve? There you go. And then last but not least, the Dallas Cowboys come to MetLife, and I don't believe the Dallas Cowboys are going to be a playoff team. They're in the hunt, but they'll probably lose some games, and why can't you beat them in your building? So I just counted off the 49ers, Bears. Oh, I skipped the Commanders. That's another winnable game. So the 49ers, Bears, Commanders, and I skipped the Vikings. Vikings, I don't know why I just did that. Oh, it's because the way it's set up on my computer. I see about five winnable games. They can finish this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Bukayo Saka scores!
And every great story needs an audience. The UEFA Champions League. Stream every goal, every game, live, exclusively on Paramount+.
Season with seven wins. 49ers, Bears, Commanders, Vikings, Raiders. Maybe even, I don't know. Maybe they could even rip off six wins. They probably lose to the Cowboys, though, because the Cowboys, that's going to be their last game. They treat that like the Super Bowl. They have to win those games. If Dable wants to kill this narrative of he's not a winning coach, he's not a good coach, even with the injuries that they have to game plan and scheme and find ways to beat these teams down the stretch. There's some winnable games coming up, and they've played better opponents. The Giants have to get to 6-7 wins, 6-7 again. They have to get to 6-7 wins for Brian Daboll to quiet the noise around him coming back next year. Chris is in Port Washington on the fan. What's up, Chris?
Yo, what's up, man? I've been wanting to talk to you all day. Two things. First of all, you know the Giants are bad when you go on their Fanatics website and they're selling special teamers jerseys.
Who?
Like, they got guys on there. I've seen tickets going up. I haven't missed a snap in years. I got guys. I'm like, wait a minute. Who is this? And they're selling special teamers, guys off practice squads last year, $139.
I'm about to go look.
Art Green?
I'm about to go look. I don't even know who that is.
I'm the same way. And again, I don't miss. I got two kids. They know I get 3 hours a week, 4 hours a week. And it's, I'm like, listen, I was like, wait a minute. What?
I see Scataboo, I see Burns, I see Dart,
scroll,
I see Lawrence.
Scroll. Like, it's ugly. Wait.
Abdul Carter.
Keep going. I'm like, how bad can it be?
Jameis Winston.
Wait. Art Green. I'm looking at it too. Who is Art Green? I got Mobile. I'm like, wait a minute. These guys.
Wandale. Thibodeau. Okay. Drew Phillips.
Casey Kreider. Bo Collins.
Bo Collins is hilarious.
Okay, wait.
Kenny Golladay popped up on clearance, $66.
Nick Jones.
Youngway Koo's jersey is available for $129. There's the special teamer. Youngway Koo hasn't even done anything.
How you know.
He wasn't even active.
It's rock bottom, dude. Rock bottom. Okay, so a quick story. Growing up, I grew up with this kid from Floyd Park, New York. His name is Matt Rosati, right? He's the single greatest baseball player I've ever seen in my life. He went on to get drafted by the Phillies. He was the single double-A and triple-A player of the year for them, right? The only reason why he didn't make it, they signed Howard. He did no juice. He did nothing. It was all natural. Whatever. Double hot. In high school and college, he was a boy amongst college kids. In elementary school, graduate school, high school, he was a man amongst boys. They used to walk him 5-6 times a game intentionally. So apparently, Mr. Rosati, what up, Barbs? Got it pissed off. They were upset. So they had the Rosati rule. You are only allowed to intentionally walk a player twice a game. You could do it to everybody, but the manager could only walk somebody twice. So he got up, he'd get his two walks, and then he's smacking the ball all over the place. Why don't they do that in the show? Because you can, you know what?
You said this was high school ball?
No, this was growing up, dude.
Pop Warner Little League?
So what? Listen, it's not about that, right? No, so listen, this kid was the guy that took Jabba Chamberlain deep, right? I got into a fight over Jabba Chamberlain because he was so upset about this ball going out. So this kid had talent, right? He played throughout college. We went to that college. He got drafted by the Phillies. He got to AAA. But this was the rule when he was younger. They changed all the games for him growing up. Why can't they take that little baby rule and bring it? What's the difference? If they walk Freeman twice, they can't do it again. If they walk Otani twice, they can't do it again. Right? 2-3 intentional walks a player. This guy is the face of the league, is of the world, and he doesn't get to swing the bat.
But he did. He was four for four. Now, thanks for the call, Chris. My pushback to that earlier in my open was Little pitched around him. It wasn't an intentional walk, but he pitched around him. So you can make it where they don't just throw up the four and take your base. But they can still put him on first base and make it look like, oh, well, I tried to. And one thing about the Dodgers and Shohei Ohtani, they don't expand the zone. He's not chasing any pitches. They'll take their base past the baton. But now you got me down this rabbit hole. Like Bo Collins, I found. You can get a Bo Collins jersey for $129. You can get a Casey Kreider jersey for $129. You can even get a LaMarion James Giants jersey for $129. Marcus Mbo. Darius Alexander. Who else did I just come across where I'm like, why would you cop that unless you're a family member? Tyree Jackson, $129. Dalen Cambry. I mean, I guess it, got to have everybody. You never know. Somebody might just like the number. Thomas Fedoni. And then here's Art Green. Yep, $129. Art Green jersey. Just stick with the Jackson Dart. Jackson Dart, that jersey's hard to get. It's not available. Everybody wants one. But yeah, they got to get wins. Going back to that conversation. There are winnable games on the schedule. So this is what we'll do, folks. It is the end of October. There are no more games left for the Giants in October. We will come back in a month at the end of November. The last game in November is the 23rd. There are four games. The Giants should get two wins out of those four. If they find a way to screw that up, I won't be on the same campaign as a Dable. I'll say, listen. Can't keep them around. Losing creates more losing. It's a disease. They are infected with losing. And then when we get to the end of December, those four games, they should arguably, like, when you look at the Commanders, maybe they lose if Jaden Daniels is back and healthy. The Vikings, though, they don't have a quarterback. Even with J.J. McCarthy, a late game in December, them coming into your building, you got to beat them. And then the Raiders going out to Allegiant Stadium, that beautiful building where it's climate controlled. Come on. The Giants, well, not even the Giants. Brian Daboll has to win games in these final 2 months to quiet the noise around him losing his job. Van is out on Staten Island with us next. What's up, Van?
Hey, how are you, Keith?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Before I get to my point, just wanted to say I heard earlier you're talking about Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah, yeah, she's all right.
Yeah, I would say she got a hype from her role on Euphoria, by the way.
Okay, see, that's something that I'm never going to watch. Show, yeah. I know of it. It's on Netflix, right? That's something I'm never going to sit down and watch.
Yeah, it's an HBO show.
See, exactly, HBO Max. I watch sports. Yeah, I don't be watching these streaming shows. But I know, but to see that falls into what I'm talking about, this internet culture of like, oh, she was in Euphoria, bro, and people are talking about it online, and there's clips, and there's memes, and there's all this stuff. It's like a cultural thing where like they can make a 7.5 look like a 9 because they gas her up online.
Yeah, I actually agree with you. I don't really see the hype. But,
She's not ugly. She's just not that fine. Like they act like she's the best looking woman on the planet. I'm like, she's everywhere for what? Anywho.
Yeah, that is true. But I heard a call, like one or two callers before, they're talking about who the Giants should draft. I think a good fit would be Caleb Downs out of Ohio State.
Yeah, yeah. Him and his brother have a podcast going. I started tapping into. He's a lock, and you do need a, I don't know, you drafted Tyler Newbin, you have Javon Holland. They probably wouldn't use that first overall pick unless, like, I don't know. But Caleb Downs seems like a lock to be a good NFL player.
Yes, I agree. Oh, I forgot about Tyler Newbin, though.
Yeah, you just used a pick to draft a safety 2 years ago. And I know everybody is critical of Tyler Newbin and his angles and his inability to tackle and, you know, how he gets ran past all the time. He damn near should be a linebacker more so than a safety. I don't know who they're going to be looking at. There's so much more to be seen in this season to think about where. Like, if the Giants lose these games that I'm talking about, they might have a top five pick.
Yeah, I still think they could get 6 wins.
I think 6 is the bar. I think 7 if things really go right. But it's hard to think that things are going to go right because so much has gone wrong with injuries, with the ball bouncing the wrong way, with kicks being made, with, you know, kicks being missed. Thanks for the call, Van. Sharif is also in Staten Island, on the Fan in New York. What's up, Reed?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Bukayo Saka scores!
And every great story needs an audience. The UEFA Champions League. Stream every goal, every game, live, exclusively on Paramount+.
Hey, what's going on? Yo, I'm a Giants fan for a long time, since forever. But Brian Gable, he's not a leader of men. You got to go back to when neighbors, you know, when he tried to do the high five and neighbors didn't respond back to him. And then when the Giants beat the Eagles at the end of the game, like a little snake that he is, he tries to give the game ball to the owner because he's trying to keep his job. The way he talks to the media, he just, everything that he says, I just get like a rat look out of him.
Ooh, you don't like him at all. Because you just mentioned things that I wasn't even thinking about.
You know, and then on top of that, you know, I think who would be a great person, I think that, you know, what he's gone through, I think Brian Flores would be great. He's from Brooklyn. He will have that attitude that
but
will bring
that's
fire
a
to the wall.
Defensive minded coach.
Yes,
who
yes.
Gave Tua a hard time as a young quarterback. And
No, but he learned from it. He learned from that. Okay. And you could get an offensive coordinator. You could get an offensive coordinator. You can always get an offensive coordinator to help out Dart. But Brian Flores, he's a leader of men, and he's the guys who go through the wall for him. Gable, he's done. Regardless of if they win or lose, I think he's crap.
Sharif does not like Brian Daboll. It's been a long 3 years since that Coach of the Year award. Walk in your trap, take over your trap, beating the Vikings in their building. Sharif talked about, I forgot about that against the Commanders, where, you know, emotions were running hot. And Brian Daboll tried to dap up Malik Nabers, and Malik Nabers wasn't going for it. People don't forget. People do not forget. And then he called him a snake for giving the, come on, man. I thought that was a touching moment. I thought that was real. I don't think that had anything to do with, like, saving his job. We're talking about John Mara. As soon as that news broke that he had cancer, I feel like it all, you know, hit everybody. Like, damn, it's tough. I know me even, I was lumping Mara in when I talked about Shane and Daboll because I was saying, like, yo, we got to hold him accountable as well. And I'm like, you hate to hear somebody going through that. So when Daboll presented him the game ball, he said, you know, you guys are really tough, but there's one tough SOB in here is John Mara. So I didn't look at it like that. But if you look at a guy and you don't like him, you don't like the cut of his jib, you don't like his hair or lack thereof, you don't like his Ozempic, you don't like his, you don't like anything about him, you're done. You don't want to see him with that headset on. He was trying to break that headset over the weekend. I'm sorry, Giants fans. This is your guy. I'm sorry, Giants fans. This guy found Jackson Dart, and that is his saving grace. And if he can win, you know, 2-3 games each month the rest of the way, he's going to get the opportunity to finish out his contract. 888-808-1019. Down in Georgia, RJ, you're on the Fan in New York.
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, good, good. I have a few things. First of all, the last caller, he mentioned about Brian Flores. That would be a good pickup, to be honest with you. But didn't he try to sue the Giants? So I think he's hit. I don't think he'll ever get a job.
He did sue the NFL, and the Giants are implicated in that because if you can recall, supposedly Bill Belichick, he's connected to Bill Belichick, and I guess Bill Belichick knew Brian Daboll, or somehow there was a wrong text sent.
I heard that, right.
That kind of tipped Brian Flores off that he wasn't getting the job and Daboll was. And so they, you know, yeah, it's tough.
So even though I would love to see him be a head coach, I think he's hit as far as that.
It's not going to happen. And how I even said, he's a defensive-minded guy. He's got a reputation of not being, you know, good with quarterbacks off of Tua. They're not bringing him. It's about Jackson Dart, man. It is about Jackson Dart. They are not going to bring in anybody that's not going to. Jackson Dart has a relationship with Brian Daboll more than we even know.
Right. And then another thing I want to point out is, you know, our GM, Joe Shane, now he's another one. Now, he had all these opportunities to pick up some impact players, but he never does, day in and day out. And this is the time for him to get out there and pick up some impact players so that for the rest of these 9 games that maybe Jackson Dart can have a person that can go with Malik Nabers when Malik Nabers returns next year. What do you think about that?
Yeah, he's already picked up Ray McLeod from the Atlanta Falcons. You also have Juice Wells, who was undrafted, that played at Ole Miss with Jackson Dart. imagine we're going to see them pop up, and I don't imagine that they're going to give up any draft capital, any draft picks, to add players to a team that can't make the playoffs. And I understand the value in developing Dart and giving him weapons, but I just don't think that they're in the business of and I joked last night that they don't draft that well anyway, so what the hell is a pick? But then I said, like, if you're going to give up a fourth-round pick to get a receiver, you found Cam Scataboo in the fourth round last year. Like, I don't know, maybe they're getting better at drafting.
Right, and I did hear that they released Juice Wells earlier today. Don't quote me on that, but I
no,
think
you might be right. Let me check the news. But I know you have Juice Wells 2 hours ago, cut by the G-men. Maybe that happened before I really locked in here. Yeah, it came out before I went live. But yes, thank you for that update. I don't know then. Like, Ray McLeod is who you can look forward to seeing.
But you know what, my man, lastly, is that we lose every single Sunday. When is enough? Every Sunday they lose. Every Sunday.
No, I know. And I've talked about it. It sucks as a fan because you look forward to Sunday and now you're at least hyped up because you can compete. And it's just like the hits keep coming. I keep seeing Giants fans posting like, who's got it worse than us? Thanks for the call, RJ. It's like, who's got it worse than us? And it's just Malik Nabers going down, Cam Scataboo going down. The scores, the Giants being up 19-0 and losing that game 33-32. I don't know what to tell y'all, man. It's all Brian Daboll's fault, that little rat. That's not me. I'm going back to Sharif. I thought that was a funny call, man. Like I said, when you don't like somebody, everything they do rubs you the wrong way. Everything about it, you can flip everything. Brian Daboll, yo, he wasted a challenge on the tush punt. He knew he wasn't going to win that challenge. He challenged it anyway. Brian Daboll, how many times with Graham Gano? When you going to have a kicker ready, Brian? Bobby's in Belmore on the fan with us. What's up, Bobby?
Yeah, before I get to the Giants, damn, Lucas should have just taken that ball four. Because Kershaw, it would be a 2-1. Now they got to win the next two.
Going back to last night.
Dodgers are already threatening first.
Well, here come the Los Angeles deferrals. Two on, one out. Teoscar Hernandez singles. It seems like Shane Bieber at 81 pitches might be coming to his end. Yeah, I think Schneider's taking him out right now. Schneider just gave the two claps like, good job, buddy.
Bass is looking good. He's not putting in Bass. I don't know why he's not putting in Bass. It's a lefty. All right, whatever. But anyway, I went to the Giants. Listen, I agree with you 95% of the time, but I totally disagree about the Giants. I think they're shot. The way what's happened in the last two games, the Denver game and the injury and the addition to Nabers, I don't know if they're going to have much left, the heart left in them. I don't know. This game will determine, see where their heart is at.
Yeah. They play well in their building, Bobby, and you know what? I thought that after the – you give up 33 points in the fourth quarter to the Broncos and you lose that game after all the talk, after how that game got ratcheted up to a game that people cared about, I'm like, how are they going to come out in Philly? And honestly, they came out in Philly and they matched that first home run touchdown from Saquon, and I'm like, short memory. These guys are – they're ready to play. And I know everybody's been going on and on about the officials. You can't blame the officials. But I do. I understand momentum swings. I understand how big that is in the game where it's like Saquon's second touchdown might not happen if they rule that fumble correctly and the Giants are able to take the ball.
It's after the NBA, what's going on and the Kansas City calls, it's starting to really – listen, I'm not one of these conspiracy
– I am. The NFL is bogus. I've been saying it since 2017. If you watch, there's bogus calls and they just, we blew the play dead. Oh, you can't challenge that. But it is so wrong. Get it right. It changes the complexion of the game. It changes what plays you can call. It changes so many things that we just – as fans, we accept and just, let's move on.
Yeah, the Jason Goff call going to New York, that was the most ridiculous, with the Kansas City. It's just, and then the Jacksonville, the guy. But.
All good, Bobby. There is a lot of S going on. Paul is hilarious. We need a Paulie cam. You guys can see me on YouTube. A Paulie cam. Both of us hit the dumb button at the same time. Paul just laughed. See,
That's That's the dumb
thing. We get rolling, and sometimes you forget we're live on air. Everybody can hear us.
That's the okay situation when that happened. Because it wasn't malicious. It wasn't mean. It was just his natural flow. And
it happens. It's happened to me before. Like, you start talking about this stuff, and it does get frustrating with the officiating. Like, these are million-dollar athletes in a billion-dollar league. Get it right, man. We're betting on this stuff. Get it right, man. Millions of people are depending on this stuff to be right. And when, like, I'm telling you, I was screaming in my living room, like, that is BS. That's a fumble. They don't know how to officiate the tush push, so ban it. And then there were a bunch of other things. That offensive pass interference on Darius Slayton, you don't call that under any circumstance. And then when the left tackle flinches for the Eagles and everybody can see that, and you don't call that a false start, come on. There's so many little things that can change down in distance. There are so many, like, the Giants go from scoring a touchdown to having a punt. So, like, yes, the Cam Scataboo injury was the most demoralizing part of that game. But, man, when you feel like you're on the road trying to overcome the officiating and beat the world champs, it's hard to overcome that. 888-808-1019. It's already 10 o'clock, man. I got 2 hours left. I'm going to smoke through these 2 hours. Keith McPherson on the Fan. KM to AM returns right after this.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Paris Saint-Germain have won the Champions League.
And every great story needs an audience. Feel every match.
Mbappe in the middle.
Every goal.
Oh, would you believe this?
From the best clubs.
Real Madrid strike.
And the biggest stars.
Bukayo Saka scores.
This is the world's best soccer.
Momentous and iconic.
The UEFA Champions League. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
There's no place like home. Download the Borgata online app and sign up for a new account to check out our latest exclusive slot, The Wizard of Oz Munchkin Land. New players get a 100% deposit match up to $1,000, plus $20 on the house. Don't forget to download the Borgata online app for exclusive thrills on our latest slot, The Wizard of Oz Munchkin Land. Only available at BetMGM Casino. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Visit BorgataOnline.com for T's and C's. 21 plus to wager. New Jersey and Pennsylvania only. Welcome offer for new customers only. Games may vary by market. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable site credit / bonus bets unless otherwise provided in the applicable terms. Rewards subject to expiry. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex lotion tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex lotion tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.